It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show with Rick Pruse and Lee Cohen.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us on the line Katie Adams, who is the coordinator for the Harris Nature Center out in Meridian Township. Thank you very much, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Katie, the reason why we wanted to have you is because I saw a press release you put out about a wonderful program for learning about songbirds. But before we jump into that, I wanted to ask the more bigger area question, which is, when the heck are you guys going to open up again with real hours and let people enjoy the Harris Nature Center?
Well, I am glad that you ask. We do get calls every day wondering about that. We feel like we're finally at a safe place enough to get reopened here. So actually, starting this coming Saturday, March 6th, our hours will become Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then any hours around that during the weekdays, we are still going to allow for people to call in for a private visit if they would prefer to come in before 10 alone with their family or after 2. And so those will be available Tuesday through Friday. So so that people still have that option to feel safe and to feel like they don't have to be with other people outside of their household. So we're excited to reopen this coming Saturday for sure.
Now that's opening the facility itself?
Yeah, so the park, the outside and the park itself and the trails have remained open from dawn until dusk every day of the week. So people are still able to come out and enjoy it. They just haven't necessarily been able to come inside. So.
And I know we want to talk about birds, but let's do a really very fast kind of update. Or what would they see if they walked in the doors there that would make them want to get their cars parked in your parking lot?
Absolutely. So we currently house 22 different wildlife species that are permanent residents at the Nature Center. Most of what you see inside are all reptiles and amphibians. So we have a lot of turtles, a couple of snakes, some salamanders. So there are animals to view when you come inside the building and other exhibits as well.
Got it. And around the building, I know you have enhanced facilities for lookouts and such, some improvements over the last few years. Can you talk a quick one about that?
Yeah. Even with 2020 being shut down for a lot of things, we actually have had, if you haven't been out to the center, there's a lot of changes outside. The things that are still there, of course, are the red-tailed hawks and our American crow. Those cages are on the outside of the building as you walk around. There's also a river overlook deck behind the building, so you can go and see the incredible flooding that's happening right now. I think that stuff gets me really, really excited because it looks a lot like spring when it floods. But we now have a pavilion. And we currently have a restroom building that's not open to the public just yet, but it's getting there and will be open this spring. Well, out along the trails now, too, we just built a birding overlook deck so people can go out there. It has the commercial-grade binoculars mounted to the railings so people can view birds from that overlook deck.
Well, let's talk a little bit about birding, or more importantly, what events you have there and what people can kind of learn if they know what's going on there at the Nature Center.
Yeah, sure. So if people are interested in birds and specifically songbirds right now, for the month of March, we're offering a private guided family program about birds. We call it Birds, Nests, and Eggs because we're going to talk all about birds and their nesting habits, of course, because spring is a popular time for that with songbirds. So people can call us and schedule a private lesson for a group of up to 10 people to come and be with the naturalist. During that program, we'll talk all about the different birds that are moving through the area, as well as permanent year-round residents that we see, such as cardinals or blue jays and birds like that. And we'll take a nice long walk to look and listen for who might be out there the day that those folks come. So we're also going to be doing Chipmunk Story Time this month in person, which will be the first time in several months. So people can look for that information on our Facebook page or on Instagram, as well as our the Meridian Township website under the Harris Nature Center.
I want to see that.
Now, what I found interesting in your press release was you talked about that Michigan had over 450 bird species. How many of them would we see if we took the tour at Harris?
Right. Yeah, there are a lot in Michigan. Of course, not all of them show themselves here in our part of the state. But if you were to come in the month of March right now when things are migrating through, I would say, and of course there's no guarantee, but there's a good chance you could see anywhere from 10 to 20 different species while you're doing your one-hour program with us. Because we'll visit the bird feeders behind the building, too, to just sort of get used to things to look for when you're identifying. But then when we take the walk down by the wetland area, that's usually where we start to see the migratory warblers and things that are coming through. So hopefully we'd see some of those.
Gotcha. And what is the cost for this program if someone were interested in doing it?
Sure. So the Private Guided Nature Program is $20 per group of up to 10 people. So with the new restrictions that have changed, you know, that can be three different households coming together to make 10. But the total cost would be $20 regardless of how many people from 1 to 10.
And how do people go about reserving days and times and coordinating that? Is it a website?
So to reserve and book your private program, we would need people to call us, which the number is 517-349-3866. They can also email the Nature Center at hnc@meridian.mi.us.
Now, if somebody wanted to come out and explore birds on their own on the trails, is there a variety of trails they can choose?
There are, yes. Yeah. So we have, we sit in the center of what's called Meridian Riverfront Park. So we have about 6 miles total of trails that run through there and go through a variety of habitats, too, so people can visit the forest, the meadow, they can be by the river, in the wetlands. So there's a lot of opportunity along the trails to see definitely different birds.
And for those who don't know, across the street is Leg Park, and there's trails in that area, and that's in substantially lowland.
Correct, yes. And that's a great place to see the bluebirds when they're moving through, because they spend a lot of time near the river looking for the bugs that are currently hatching out.
Now, when people come out there on their own, are there areas that they might want to be careful of because of the flooding that you've mentioned that takes place pretty much every spring?
Absolutely. Yeah, our trails that are lower and right next to the river tend to be the ones that get flooded. We don't necessarily close off the whole trail because of that, because you can walk up to parts of the trail and turn around and go back. So the higher you are on the ground, the more passable the trails are going to be. But they're definitely a little muddy right now, and the really low spots have water over them.
Leg Park is probably even maybe off limits
yeah.
at this point.
Yesterday,
underwater,
it wasn't
right?
Too bad. The water had dropped quite a bit yesterday,
gotcha.
A good foot during the day. So I think some of the trails over there are still passable. You may want to enter Leg Park from the Leg Park parking lot, though, instead of the Nature Center side, because that's pretty low there.
Well, Katie, we want to wish you the best of luck this year with all of this, and we want to thank you for your time for coming on this morning.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, I'm sorry to say, but the birds are calling and we just have to go for at least this week. So on behalf of our producer, Grant Lefebvre, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. Let's talk next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. In the meantime, will you all please, please, take good care of your pets and stay safe, everybody.
Hey, got some ideas for a show? Questions? Maybe suggestions? Just email us, mmpets@1320wils.com, or message us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mmpets.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the